Samantha Trujillo is 22 years old and a volunteer with the group La Unión del Pueblo Entero. She's spending her morning packing toiletries like toothpaste, combs, soap, and more into little baggies. Trujillo and others will give these care packages to migrant dads at the McAllen bus station. The men seek asylum and will soon head north and wait for their day in immigration court.
They have no one else to lean on. They don't. They don't have family members at every checkpoint. They don't have, you know, people they know helping them out, giving them stuff they need.
Trujillo says they're also doing this today because it's Father's Day in Guatemala and El Salvador.
Mother's Day is like so heavily celebrated versus Father's Day that's not. And, you know, show fathers that they are appreciated and we do see them, we do hear them.
Once all the care packages and clothes are ready to go, the volunteers load them into their cars and head to the bus station. Emily Caldwell is with the volunteers. It's her first time at the bus station and first time volunteering in McAllen. She's 20 years old and from College Station. Caldwell says being on the ground isn't what she originally expected.
These people, they've come here hat in hand, like their entire life, like they just moved up here because they didn't have any other choice. And it's really just important to recognize what they're going through. Like, this is hard.
Samantha Gonzalez is a 22-year-old Valley resident. She's volunteered for a while now and has also helped migrants at the international bridges. She says being at the bus station gives her a mix of emotions because she's seen both family reunifications and people who haven't been reunited with their children or spouses.
If there's any way that I can help in making their day happier, even if it's bringing a breakfast taco, you know, spending 10 minutes out of my day to stop at a Stripes and come feed somebody or just to say hello, I'm going to do it.
One of the dads the volunteers helped today is from El Salvador. He's sitting on a bench at the bus station with his 1.5-year-old daughter. Next to him is his partner. He says they left El Salvador in mid-May and are now headed to Los Angeles, where they have family. Back home, he was a farmer and helped his dad grow corn and beans. He says he's glad he received a care package today and is hoping he can provide a better life for his daughter and parents back home. He says he's thankful to God for being here and they hope to win their case because they trust in God. The volunteers also dropped off clothes for migrant families and children at the Catholic Charities Respite Center's new location in downtown McAllen, right across from the bus station. In McAllen, I'm Reynaldo Leaños Jr.